The wind power industry is growing rapidly. It has increased 23 to 30% in each of the last 5 years. Wind power is clean, abundant, ever-renewable, and free from producer boycotts or embargoes. Randall Swisher is the executive director of the American Wind Association.
Certainly, we have an enormous wind resource here in the United States. It is equivalent to basically the Saudi Arabian oil reserve, except the wind is not depleted over time.
Today, only 1% of U.S. energy comes from wind. It provides more than 20% of Denmark's energy. The U.S. hopes to match that within 20 years. But there are many obstacles to making wind power a true alternative to oil. Industry experts say inconsistent government policies have discouraged investors, and there are not enough transmission lines to get the power generated by wind onto the grid, says Edward Duggan, the vice president of Oak Creek Energy Systems.
If we had the transmission lines, we could immediately make 20% more electricity. However, on the land that we have here, we could more than double our output by installing new turbines.
In Washington, D.C., the Assistant Secretary for Energy Efficiency, Andy Karsner, says there is a bottleneck in energy transmission.
There is a greater dilemma now that we immediately face with how to move the wind from the windiest, most viable, cost-effective places to locate the actual wind farms to the load centers or the cities that need to draw on that power. And that is a transmission dilemma that has to be addressed.
There are also political objections to wind power. According to Jim Johnson, the operations engineer at the National Wind Technology Center in Denver, Colorado.
Today, the obstacle overall is not technical, it's political. Wind by far is 3 to 4 times more cost effective than any of the other technologies still.
Part of the political problem is that established energy industries, such as petroleum, do not want competition. Another is that many people do not want to live near wind turbines, which they consider unsightly, loud, and harmful to birds and other wildlife. So wind farms, as they are known, are in places like the Tehachapi Desert in California. About a dozen wind companies have operated here since the 1980s. This is the oldest and biggest wind farm in the U.S., concentrating over 5,000 wind turbines that use a wide range of technology. Michael Burns is a mechanical specialist with Oak Creek Energy.
That's the computer down here in the corner.
Entire wind farms can now be controlled, monitored, and diagnosed by computer.
I'm monitoring all the turbines, approximately 50.
With oil and natural gas prices rising rapidly, the political climate for alternative energy development seems to be gaining momentum in the U.S. More than 22 states have ordered their traditional utility companies to diversify into alternative sources of energy. Linda White is director of the California Wind Energy Association.
You know, in California, we have a renewables portfolio standard, which is legislation. And the utilities, by 2010 and by 2020, will need to be in their portfolios, will need 10% to 20% of renewable energies in their portfolios, which is substantial. And that is putting this industry and this technology on the map. It is here to stay.
10 years ago, people might have laughed at that kind of statement. Not today. Melinda Smith, VOA News.